In this video, I'll show you how you can add animation effects to the update actions in your update panels by using the Update Panel Animation Extender that ships as part of the Microsoft Ajax Control Toolkit. To get started, I've preloaded a simple ASP.NET page in Visual Web Developer Express. This is a ASP.NET 2.0 Ajax enabled web page, so I have an update panel here. Inside the update panel, I've got actually a couple of nested divs and an ASP.NET label control that will be used to contain the current date and time, and I'm just pre-populating it with some with a fake date and time. Then notice external to the update panel, I have a button, and there's a code behind for that button. So back on the server executed code, we just basically sleep for 3 seconds and then get the current date and time and place that into the text property of that that label update, which is inside the update panel. All right, so if we look at the code behind the update panel, note we've just got a couple of divs here, but here's the update panel itself. Inside the content template is that label that we're updating with the current date and time. And then we've specified a trigger, and the trigger will be the click event of a control whose ID is button update, which is this ASP.NET button control here. So it's outside the update panel. I'm assuming for the rest of this demo that you're familiar with using the ASP.NET Ajax update panel controls. If you're not, go ahead and go to the ASP.NET website, click on the Ajax button, go down to the bottom of the page and click on the View More ASP.NET Ajax Videos link. And then if you look at these videos, there's a whole collection of them here. There's one specifically for the update panel. And the one that you're actually looking for here is video number 4, How Do I Implement Dynamic Partial Page Updates with ASP.NET Ajax? And it shows you some of the details of using the update panel. So what we want to do is we want to extend the behavior of our update panel. If we run this demo just as it sits right now, you can see that while the update panel works fine, there's not a lot of the update is sort of subtle. So notice as I click on the update, this is now at 15 seconds. If I click again, changes to 21 seconds, but there's not a lot that's going on there. So the fact that that data has been updated is pretty subtle. We want to add some animation effects to this to really make the fact that our update panel is rendering updated content to really stand out to the user. So to do that, we're going to use the update panel animation extender. The update panel animation extender really uses there's a whole underlying framework that enables these animations, and I'm going to show you just sort of one sample, but you shouldn't consider the things that you can do with the animation framework to be limited to just this one example that I'm going to show you. It's really a very rich framework, and it's only constrained by your imagination in terms of how you can animate your update panels. So to get started, just to demonstrate that there are all these sorts of options, I'm going to add a few checkboxes. So I'm going to say choose your effects and click update, which is the button. And then I'm going to add a few checkboxes here. And because there's really quite a bit of detail that has to be implemented in the XML here, I'm going to cheat a little bit and use some snippets, but I'll explain each one. So here's the first one. I've just added three checkboxes. Each one will represent an effect. And there's nothing special about these. These are just the standard HTML checkboxes that I've labeled. One for a fade effect, one for a collapse effect, and one for a color effect. Right. So these are just standard checkboxes. There's nothing Ajax-y about them. We're just going to use these to pick up their values so that we can decide which of the effects that we're interested in. Right. Having done that, now we can add the update panel animation control extender to our web page. So to do that, I'm going to drop down to the Ajax Control Toolkit tab in my Visual Studio Toolbox. And again, this is manually created because the toolkit just comes as a zip file. I'm going to grab an instance of this control update panel animation extender. I'm going to drop it on my page. And now I can start to configure the details. And as I mentioned, there are really quite a lot. So it's inside the XML syntax that's contained inside the opening and closing tags of our update panel animation extender that will define the sequences. So the actual minute details of user interface change that will represent the animations. So in order to do that, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to rename this because that name is really long. So let's call this Update Panel Animation Extender, UPAE. Now, a couple more things that we want to specify here before we start to define the animations. So the first thing we want to do is we want to give it a behavior identifier, and the behavior identifier. If you're familiar with how a lot of these extenders work, if I want to program against the control in server-side code, I'm going to use its ID name back in my VB or C# code. But if I want to communicate with the control extender from client-side JavaScript code, then I will normally do that by virtue of a behavior identifier that I assign. So in our case, we'll just call it animation. And then the next thing that I need to do is I also want to provide a target control ID, and this is where we specify which control this extender is going to extend. And in our case, the control that we're going to extend is this update panel, which we've named update. So that's the key, the target control ID that we want to specify here. Okay, so having done that, the next thing that we're going to do is we're going to define the animations collection. And to do that, we're going to specify animations. Right. And inside animations, we can now specify the collections of activities that we want to represent here in our animations collection. Right, so we're going to have two sets of animations. One for while the update panel is updating. So in our case, it's going to be that 3 seconds. Right. So after the call starts, we've got this 3-second delay, and that delay will simulate the state of the update panel being in the updating process. So the first of the animations that we're going to define will be on updating. Now, after the updating process has finished, we want to set the state of the update panel back to, in our case, it's just going to be the original state. So we're going to have one state for while the updating is taking place. That's the first animation. And then we're going to have another animation that will set the state of the update panel back to however we want it to appear when updating is complete. And in our case, we'll just call that on updated. All right. So here are the two. Those are the two animations that we're going to define for the purposes of this demo. Now, next we're going to need a sequence. And a sequence of events is just like it sounds. It's the minute sequence of things that we want the animation to represent. So we call that sequence. And obviously, each animation collection has a sequence. So we'll cut and paste that. And here in our sequence, the first thing we want to specify is a script action, just because we want to store the original height of the panel. And the reason we're going to do that is that we're going to close the update panel while the update is taking place, but we want to reopen the update panel after the update has completed. And in order to do that, we'll have to know how large it is before we close it. So in order to do that, I'm going to add a script action, and I'm using some cut and paste, just so you don't have to watch me type all of this stuff. So I'm just specifying a script action here, and this is JavaScript code. We're saying, hey, let's create a variable, then this is JavaScript code, of course. We're going to call the find method, which we'll use to find the control extender whose behavior ID is animation, which is this one. And then we're just going to save off the original height by saying b dot underscore original height equal b dot underscore element dot offset height. So take whatever the current offset is and store that in the original height property. Right. Having done that, now we can add collections of activities that we want to take place in parallel. So I'm going to create a parallel element, and I'll actually scope this from a formatting perspective, the same as at the script action. The other thing I'm going to do here is I'm going to say duration, which I want to spell correctly, equals zero. All right, so we just want it to happen as fast as it happens. We're not going to retard the duration at all. And the first thing I'm going to do is I want to disable all of the controls, because I don't want any sort of interference while the animation is taking place. So to do that, I'm just going to implement enable action, enable target. So I'm creating one action for each of the controls that I want to disable, the button and then the three checkboxes that we placed on the page earlier. And I'm setting the enabled property to false for each one of those. Right? The next thing that I'm going to do, I'm just going to add this style action. Attribute equal. And I know that a lot of this, there's going to be a lot of detail in this. As I mentioned, the animation framework is really extensive, there isn't a great deal of documentation. But hopefully, this will give you sort of a starting block. Okay. Next, we want another parallel collection. And this is one we want to take a little bit of time, so I'm going to set that to 0.25, and I'm going to set FPS, or frames per second, to be 30. Just starting values. Oops, and probably want to spell this correctly. And then what I'm going to do here is I'm going to add a collection of conditions and values for the effects of those conditions. So again, I'm going to cut and paste here so you don't have to watch me fat finger through them all. But notice here we're checking. These are conditions because we're checking the state of the checkbox, and based on the state of the checkbox, and this is declarative. This is declarative programming, so this is basically declarative JavaScript implementation. And if that's checked, then we're going to do a fade, right? The collapse check button is checked, then we're going to resize to zero. And if the effect color is checked, then we're going to set the background color. And notice that we can specify start values and end values so that we can fade from one color state to another. Okay. So this basically provides us with the on-updating animation. So think about what's happened here, right? Over the course of this sequence of events, we said, okay, disable all the controls. We don't want the user to make any changes during that few seconds that updating is taking place. And here are these parallel actions. Based on the conditions that are set in the checkboxes, we want to set fade. So we'll fade to a different opacity. If collapse is enabled, then we also want to collapse the checkbox, so we'll set the height to zero, and then we'll change the color of the background, fading from the start value to the end value. after this updating animation has taken place, the state of the update panel is whatever the effects of these of the checkboxes that we set would leave them in. So in this case, if they're all checked, one of the states after the update has completed is that the height of the update panel is zero. We won't see it. So we need to rectify that. Before we do that, let's actually go ahead and run and see what the current state is. So here's our display. We're going to leave all this on. So I'm going to say fade it out, collapse it, change the background color. Let's do that. You notice how in the background there, notice the background color changes. It faded, it collapsed. But it hasn't opened back up again yet. So that's what the second set of the second sequence is for, the on updated. So after things have updated, then we can open the panel back up and the changes will be there. So in order to do that, we need to program this sequence. So next thing we want to do is the inverse of the checkboxes for the effects that we specified before. Let's have a look at them. So based on whatever those check conditions are, now you notice why we disabled them before we started. So because we need to check the state of the checkboxes so we know what to undo. And so same thing, we're going to check and see if fade was in effect, and if that's the case, we'll reset the opacity. If we're going to, collapse was in place, we're going to reset the size of the update panel back to the original height. We're also going to reset the color values. So this will sort of undo the stuff that we did based on the effects that were selected in the checkbox. Of course, the other thing that we need to do is, does anybody catch my mistake? Right, so we do want to do this. However, we want them to happen in parallel. So let's add a parallel attribute, and we'll set the duration the same as it was before. So we'll set a duration equal to 0.25. We want it to open back up the same way that that it closed, and we'll set frames per second also equal to 30. Right, so the so this effect will be basically the inverse of what we did in the previous sequence. There we go. And then, of course, the other thing that we need to do is we need to re-enable all of those all of the controls that we disabled, so that the user can make changes to how the animation works if they want to. So let's set up another parallel collection. And in this case, we're going to say duration equal to zero because there's no effects behind them. We just want to enable them. So we'll say duration equals zero. And then we'll enable those controls. And this is just the inverse of the previous code. So again, declarative JavaScript programming, enable action. One for each of the controls that we want to re-enable, and then we set enabled equal to true, whereas previously we set enabled equal to false. Right? So now, let's go ahead and run our completed application. If we leave everything on, notice that slick animation, all three of those things happen at one time, so it fades, it collapses, and then it and the color of the background changes. And let's experiment a little bit. Let's just fade. So notice it fades in and out. Right, we could turn fade off and say open and close, or collapse and reopen. We could just morph the background, right? So changes to red and then back to blue, just to indicate that those changes have taken place. And that's it. That's an introduction to how you can add some rich updating status by using the animation extender control that ships for the update panel in the AJAX Control Toolkit. And again, please don't be limited by my lack of artistic ability. The animation framework, as you can see just from this trivial example, is extremely rich. So if you or somebody on your team has real sort of artistic abilities, really your imagination are the only bounds to what you can do with this sort of animation. Hopefully this will help you add some some richness to the use of the update panel in your ASP.NET Ajax applications.